This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com. I'm excited to introduce you to Tammy Logan from the great state of Texas. Now, here's Tammy. Thank you.
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. It's so good to be back with you on such a beautiful Sunday. I'd like to first start off with prayer. Father God, I thank you and I praise you for this Sunday to be able to share the word with my brothers and sisters and those listeners that are out there in the country and around the world. I'm so excited. I just ask that you pour me out and fill me with you, Lord, so that the message that's going out over the airwaves will be received with their ears, their heart, and their mind, Lord. I just love you and I thank you for all things. It's in your mighty name I pray. Amen. Well, today's topic that's been weighing on my heart for quite some time is a touchy one. It's been touchy since probably the beginning of time, and it's about racism. And I've experienced, I'm white, I'm from Colorado originally, but spent many, many years in the South between Alabama and Mississippi because my husband is from Alabama. So I've experienced racism as a child, but it was in a small mountain town in Colorado, and there was no black family. It was just Hispanic and white. And at that time, it was pretty equal, you know, balanced. But today, it's predominantly Hispanic people. And my biological dad, I never could really understand, but my biological dad was just filled with hate and rage towards Hispanic people. And they were made fun of a lot of times and a lot of ugly things said about them. And then years gone by, I guess I was about 12 or 13, the only black family that I ever remember moving there didn't stay long for whatever reason. I never really got to get close to them. So that was my first kind of taste of racism. But I could have never, ever dreamed when I moved to Alabama that it was like going back 100 years. The racism was still so prevalent and so normal that it was really a really strange place to be, and it was really, really sad because I tried to love everybody. I wasn't walking with Christ at the time, but racism is just something I never quite understood. God shows me things in visions because I'm a hands-on, I'm a visual learner, so he speaks to me or shows me things in pictures. So every time I went to Jesus about racism, because it pains me so much, he would show me a picture of a butcher shop. And not to be graphic or anything, but I'm sure most everybody has seen either on TV or when we were younger, we could actually go into a butcher shop. And in the back would be hanging carcasses, and you could tell that they were, you know, we'll say cows, they were cattle, because of their shape and their size. And there was nothing nasty about them. They were clean and just ready to be butchered and packaged to whatever your request was of that type of meat. And looking at the carcasses, they looked exactly the same. You could have never guessed which one was a Hereford or I guess a dairy cow is black and white. I'm not familiar with different types and names of cows. A Charolais cow is a beige type cow from what I understand. You have a black Angus. My point is what God had me to understand is if none of us walked around with skin, you couldn't tell what color any of us were. So then I met what I refer to and what my husband Matthew refers to as our mom. For years and years, as I've told y'all before, I ran around thinking I was saved, but I wasn't. I just listened to the preachers here, there, and everywhere where I went say, you know, come to the front and, you know, repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart. That's absolutely, you know, something everybody needs to do. But what people need to realize is that's just the first step. There's so much more to it. If you leave the church house, the Word of God says you become a new creature in Christ. The old man dies and you become a new. Well, I never became a new until I met who we lovingly refer to as our godmom. And she, I never met this woman before in my life. We were having a yard sale. It was raining outside that day in Alabama, so she came in, and she was the only person that ever came that day. And there was just something about her, her countenance, it's like she shined. I could just feel her love. I just was just enthralled with her. I couldn't get enough of her. And she just talked to me so lovingly and sweetly about Jesus. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, she's telling me a whole nother spin that I've always heard of. And she was Black. And here we are, you know, in Alabama, and racism, you just, you know, people think you're crazy if you got friends of, it's not as bad as it was, of course, you know, 100, 150 years ago, but believe me, it's still alive and well. And unfortunately, that's why this is burning in my heart to talk about so much, is because the media has, not just the media, but different people are trying to raise up that horrific monster of racism all over again. It's a crazy world that we live in, that we can't learn from our past, learn from our mistakes, and it's like it's being resurrected all over again. And I implore the men and women of God to help squash this ridiculous monster. So she is the one that ultimately led us truly to the feet of Jesus. She shared the truth according to God's word. Hear me again, according to the word of God. She didn't tell us any lies. She didn't, tell us any misdirection. She's one of the most mighty women of God that I have ever known, and she just turned 80 years old, Annette. And like I said, to us, she's our mom. But she has had a daughter, her only birth daughter, and two sons. And they were raised during the segregation times, and her daughter, Sandra, we all called her San, went through the school system where they were trying to segregate, and they were being spit on, and it was just horrible. Well, she got caught up in the middle of a big to-do at school in Alabama, and I believe it was in her high school year. And she got pepper sprayed, and they ended up having to go to the hospital. Well, it was by some white police officers, and she loathed white people. She just loathed them because she didn't know any better, because everyone that she ever was associated with was mean and hateful and cruel to her. And skip a year, you know, years later, here we are, a family of six, coming into her home because her mother's bringing us, and she's kind of taking her into the other, you know, room of her house saying, what are you doing with, you know, a not so nice word with these people in my home? You know how I feel. And it's just amazing to me how the love of God covers a multitude of sins. We didn't do anything wrong, but she held against us what others had done to her. But through loving kindness, like the word says, through loving kindness have I drawn thee. Her heart began to soften when she began to see we are who we say we are. We love you. Like God says, he doesn't look at the outer man. He looks at the man of the heart of a man, woman, or child. And we just began to love on her and love on her and love on her. And through time, she invited us to come and stay in her home in South Mississippi, and she even let us take two of her grandchildren that she was raising just to give her a break for a week, and it's like an hour and a half drive away from her. That's trust, to let us, you know, white people. It shouldn't matter what color you are. We'll get to that with scripture in just a few minutes. But the honor that she bestowed on us to trust us with her two grandbabies, and to take them an hour and a half away to give her a break for a week. Long story short, we would go down and visit her, and she pulled Mom aside one night, and she said, could you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that there would be white people sleeping in my bed? And that just, to this day, it just means so much to me. Sadly, she was involved in a murder-suicide back in 1996. An estranged boyfriend was hiding in her house when she came home from work, and he shot and killed her and then killed himself. And so that was very tough. But to know that God sent us to help heal racial division with her is such an honor that I just can't explain it to you. But the sad thing is so many people are missing out on the love of other human beings because of what other people think or what other people say. It breaks my heart and saddens me that there are people that don't go into churches because it's a quote-unquote black church or a Hispanic church or an Asian church or whatever. We are supposed to be one body. And it's awesome when you take that leap of faith and forget about what other people are saying and how they're judging and say, you know what, I'm going to follow where God's leading me. And because even though it was a little scary for us, because it was even a different type of church than we were used to, we went for it. And what we found when we crossed that threshold into that church was an amazing family of people head over heels in love with Jesus, just like us. And I have never felt so much love aside from Breakout Radio Church. That's why we stay with this church, because our pastor from our first church passed away. And between him and Papa Dale, they're the two godliest men I've ever met in my life. Our pastor there was Bishop George McPherson, and they taught the true word of God, which is just so refreshing. But I'm feel impressed to just really hit it home about racism and how wrong it is. When our grandsons almost got killed in March, and this isn't the first time this has happened. It's just been a long time since I had been back to Alabama, but I had met people that professed Christ and even some pastors that professed Christ, but there was no mixed congregations. And some of them, the way they spoke against some of the people right there in the waiting room that were black was not only embarrassing, I was ashamed that people that call themselves Christians could even think that way or talk that way, because again, the Word of God says we are supposed to be the body of Christ. In Genesis 1:27, so God created mankind, not white, black, Asian, Hispanic, American Indian, or Indians from India. He said he created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. In Deuteronomy 10 and 17, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality, and accepts no bribes. 3, Hebrews 12 and 14, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, when we all cross the River Jordan and our final day has come, unless the rapture comes, and still then, when we get to heaven or go to hell, either one, whichever direction you're going to go, there will not be signs up there. There is no segregation in the Holy of Holies or in the fires of hell. It doesn't give signs on the pearly gates that says Asians, Hispanics, blacks, whites, American Indians, Indians from India. It don't have arrows pointing to where we can go. He's one God that created one mankind. And I love how the Word of God covers every single thing that we might go through in life. And in the South, not just in the South, but that's where I experienced the most racism. And people's excuses for their beliefs, say, like, what they call interracial marriage, why it's wrong. Okay, their version is because we're not supposed to be unequally yoked. Well, my take on that one is a believer with a non-believer, it causes confusion when two different denominations are together because it's confusion. They're unequally yoked, but especially a non-believer with a believer, it's nothing but confusion. But I hope that y'all might have taken the time to go to Numbers chapter 12, starting at the beginning of the verse. And if this doesn't tell y'all about racism and how wrong it is, I just don't know, because it speaks volumes to me. This is the one that I share with people when they say that, you know, they use other scriptures to skirt around racism. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong to judge somebody by the color of their skin when you say that you live for Jesus Christ, you have the heart of God, and you don't love your brother, or you have ought against your brother because the color of his skin. When's the last time you made friends of a different race? You had them over to supper. You loved on them like your other brothers or sisters in Christ. We are supposed to be one body, one body. But this is my scripture, daily scripture for racism. Chapter 12, starting at the first verse in Numbers. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, and above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to be called out by God. I can tell something's not right, and it's not going to be good for him. Starting at chapter 5. Verse 5. And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle. Just think about that. Now the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. I'd be really scared about now. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall be that, behold, Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled, also known as he was ticked, because they spoke against Aaron's wife, because she was an Ethiopian, which meant she was black, against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and beheld, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not this sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Y'all hearing this? It's a sin to be racist. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? let her be shut up from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not until Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran, I believe is how it's pronounced. If that just makes me, there's two things I'm afraid of, and fear is not good, but I'm afraid of the Lord, a healthy fear, and the IRS. I will not mess with either one of them. But this is right here in the Word of God. This is God's Word, not thus saith Tammy, but this is Numbers chapter 12, the whole chapter. He was livid that they spoke against Moses' black wife. And some people say, well, it was, you know, they spoke against the country. Doesn't matter. They weren't black. But in Ethiopian, especially back then, maybe there's, you know, more different types of ethnicity now. But back then, it was all black. And they spoke against her. And look what happened. God is tired of people playing around, and he's tired of people professing to be his but having no love for all his people. We're not allowed to pick and choose. It's not up to us. We're all supposed to love one another. Love your brethren. That's what the Word of God says. Love your brother. Well, what if they're black? What if they're Hispanic? What if they're Asian? What if they're American Indian? Now, they say the two things you don't talk about if you're going to be politically correct, and I'm not, is religion and politics. Well, you know what? I've got to talk about both because I'm a child of God. I've got to tell the truth, for the truth is going to set people free, and he that is free indeed. I'm not talking about just the Word of God says we are to follow the rules of the that we're governed by the rules of the I know what I'm trying to say, but the rules, the laws of this land, we're supposed to be obedient to them. So I understand people coming into our borders, whether it's from Canada, Mexico, or the east or the south. There's rules. We have borders for reasons to protect us. And I don't mind anybody coming to the country. Just come in the front door. Don't try to sneak in. But that's not my thing. I'm not their judge or jury. But I'm just saying there's laws that need to be followed. So there's people out there trying to say I'm trying to be, you know, ugly towards anybody that's not in this country or anything else. I'm saying to love everybody, but we still have to follow the laws of the land. Here's a couple more scriptures I'd like to leave with you. Philippians 2 and 3, do nothing out of selfishness. I beg your pardon. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Proverbs 22 and 2, rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. You're going to find rich people of every single color of skin, and you're going to find poor people every single color of skin. What does it say? The Lord is the maker of them all. Malachi 2:10. Do we not all have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our ancestors by being unfaithful to one another? Romans 2 and 11, for God does not show favoritism. He does not show favoritism. So I implore you, brothers and sisters, or anybody out there listening, if this is something that you struggle with, God is a God of forgiveness, of love, and compassion. Let the Holy Ghost be your guide, your comforter. He's my all in all. I don't ever want to be without the Holy Ghost, because he's the one that who leads and directs and guides me and teaches me. And I just pray that if this is something you struggled with, and I did ask my beloved husband if it would upset him if I talked about this, and he said, gave me permission to go ahead. He was raised in the Deep South. He was born and raised in Mobile. Therefore, he came from a generation of racism. His dad came from a generation of even worse racism, and it goes on and on and on. But he, when we got together, I couldn't stand it, especially when people start calling different races horrible names. And I won't say the name, of course, but it starts at the end, so y'all know what I'm talking about. And when he said that, the one and only time, this was before Christ, so keep that in mind. I was not happy, and I'm sure I said some words that I shouldn't have said, but I said, don't ever, ever, ever say that again, especially, you know, I better not ever hear you say that in front of the children. I went off. It really, really flew all over me. But I also, the Lord, when we became Christians, he let me understand that that's how he was raised. That's all he knew. But because God, in all of his love and awesomeness and perfect plan, knew what was going to come. And it took us, him bringing mom into our lives via a yard sale, and to break those chains, take off the blinders of racism. And he loves and adores her. He loves and adores our church family back in Alabama. We caught lots of flack from family members saying that we were stone cold crazy for going into a quote unquote black church. Well, you know what? Our response is y'all are the one that's missing out. But when we purpose in our heart and on our minds to be like Jesus, get in the scripture, see what he has to say about certain things, and he has plenty to say about racism and how he's the creator of all, and we're to love all people, we wouldn't be having the issues that we're having now. But it's not too late for the men and women of God, the army of God, to rise up and say, look, I'm going to cross over the line. If you don't want to come over here, I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to share the love of Christ with you. And if they see it and feel it, that's all it's going to take. And it's going to break those chains of racism. Don't let the enemy bring something that has come so, so, so far to the good, and now he's trying to resurrect it for another civil war, it feels like. Don't let him do it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let him do it. But I'm running out of time here, and I can go on and on. Anybody that knows me knows I could, but this is just something that's really, really been burning in my heart, just watching the ridiculousness of resurrecting the past when we're supposed to learn from it, not recreate it. But I wanted to leave you with that, and I'm looking forward to being with y'all next Sunday. I would like to remind and encourage y'all to please, on the heels of voting, please get out Tuesday and cast your vote. It really does make a difference. It really does. It is needed. So please don't just say, oh, you know, somebody else can do it. No, God is expecting us to get out there and be about his business, and we've got to vote the right way and keep these wolves at bay so we can all get out there and try to make a difference and make a change. But I love each and every one of you. I thank and I praise God for Papa Dale and Mama Jean and this platform. And I pray you guys have an epic week. And again, just know that you are loved, and go that extra mile to love on somebody that doesn't match your color skin. Because just remember, when you look at them, God created them too. Until next time, y'all, I love you. Have a blessed evening.
You have been listening to Evangelist Tammy Logan today on Preaching Sunday. For more information, contact one of our team members at BreakoutPrayerNetwork.com or visit us at BPNRadio.com. Have a great day.